125-pound Neapolitan Mastiff has won the 29th annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest. Martha lumbered away yesterday with a $1,500 grand prize and a flashy trophy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We will.
We will. Good morning, Jefferson. We're up and running, doing our thing here in the heat of the in the North State territory of Jefferson. We're loving the heat, aren't we?
We are loving the heat.
I'm here with my sidekick, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Wynn.
And Bob. Bob, our guy that keeps us out of trouble for the most part. He does the best he can. And we appreciate everything he does, that's for sure. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Wynn and Terry.
Okay, so we're off and running. So, Terry, you have something you want to share with our wonderful audience.
Yeah, we need to do that song every week now. They will not control us.
They will not control
us.
And
we will be victorious.
That's right.
Enough of this crap.
We're done. Well, what do you got?
Well, I wanted to know, have you heard anything about the fundraiser and maybe a little dab more on that? Is there any other news on that?
I don't have the final numbers yet, only because I don't want to put out a number and find out, oh, well, there was an oversight on something. So I want to make sure that I have everything in my possession before I announce everything and do the calculations to make sure everything is correct. So before I really wanted to have those for today because it's been, 8 days since it happened. So I wanted to be able to do that, but it just did not work out. So it will. And so next Sunday, I'll announce it here, plus which it'll be out on Facebook. Sally will let everybody know what goes on once we have that information. So please hang tight with us. And, you know, it takes time because we have all these wonderful people that are working with us. We're just trying to get things sewn up. But for the most part, it's pretty well sewn up. We just have a couple little things that are lingering, and I just want to get those done and done correctly, and then we'll know where we're at.
And talking about lingering, my friend here has been sick, you know, and he's been under the weather a little bit, still fighting the fight. But, you know, when you get to be your age, you know, things get a little bit tougher,
and
buddy.
You barely remember that.
Remember what?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We did have a wonderful time with that event.
We did.
It was a great event. We had great Patriots there supporting it. We had great Patriots putting it on. The whole thing was a great event. So I just want to put kudos out to everybody that did that. And I'm not going to name anybody specifically only because I don't want to forget somebody. Because every time I do it anyway, I forget somebody and I feel horrible. So thank you to everyone involved, whether you were just a visitor just coming for the meal or participating in the auction or putting it on, doing all the work behind the scenes. Thank you. Truly appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be having more of these kind of events because that's what it takes. You know, we're all coming together. And also, you're having fellowship there when you're going through the event. You get to see people you haven't seen for a while. You get to meet new people. And you get to enjoy the evening. And maybe you walk away with a few little trinkets of, you know, maybe a gun or two or something like that. You know, you just never know because Jefferson tends to have guns at the events. I don't know why. We just seem to have guns at our
events. How about a bottle of tequila with a scorpion in the bottom?
Well, that wasn't in my market, but that's all right.
But it was the key. I know I had the right key for that gun. Patrick Jones, I'm never going to let you forget that. Monday night. We have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30 at 3276 Pichelli Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes from 5:30 to 6. All you new folks come into what we call orientation. Get your questions answered about Jefferson. And then you folks that are engaged, we meet in another room and we talk about the events that we're going to be doing, the fundraisers we're doing, the different things that are going on with Jefferson, the future rallies, the future events, and all that good stuff. So anyway, with that, that's tomorrow night at 5:30 at 3276 Pichelli Lane. And then at 6 o'clock, we have Dane Wigington coming in. He has a new movie out. He has been a proponent of geoengineering, the vax position, and all that stuff. So if you want to hear about that and get your questions answered or ask questions about it, come tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So that's 5:30 and then at 6 o'clock. And also, when we have a phone call for Jefferson tonight.
We do. And the phone number is 712-770-4114. And the access code, once you get into the menu, is 307-268 hashtag or pound sign. And we'll reiterate that number again later, but it's 712-770-4114. And then the access code is 307-268 pound or hashtag. And that meeting is at 7 o'clock tonight. And what you do is you just call in and you can hear what's going on. Hear what's discussed about Jefferson and where we're at with all kinds of good stuff. So we welcome everybody to participate. And you can also go to the website and you can join the chat room. And if you want to go do that, go on to the website at soj51.net. Go into the event and then it'll tell you. You click down onto the calendar for today. And then when you click on the calendar for today's date, it'll have the event for today, and it'll have the link to the chat room. And so you click on that link, and it'll take you right to it. You can read what's being discussed in the chat room, and you can hear what's being discussed on the meeting. So you can be hitting it both ways, which is a really good way to do it because then you can see questions getting answered. You can even ask questions. You can type questions in on the chat room and maybe get your questions answered. So we invite everybody to participate. Come one, come all.
Okay, and with that, you know, there's been a lot of talk that when we get Jefferson, there'll be a lot of businesses moving from California. They'll be moving. A lot of people will want jobs. There'll be people coming up. And, you know, really and truly, I think what we need to do is have, we have a constitutional committee, right, Wynn?
We've got
a codification committee. We've got all these different committees.
We do.
I think we need to have a committee that has a translation guide from California to Jefferson. For example, California. An arsenal of weapons. Jefferson, gun collection.
You mean gun collection possessed by the owners of the guns?
Of the guns.
Okay, there you go.
California, delicate wetlands. Jefferson, swamp. California, undocumented worker. Jefferson, illegal
alien.
California, heavily armed. Jefferson, well protected. California, common sense gun control. Jefferson, gun confiscation plot. California, multicultural community. Jefferson, high crime area. California, fairness or social progress. Jefferson, Marxism. And here's my favorite. California, homeless or disadvantaged. Jefferson, bums or welfare leeches. So anyway, those are a few of the translations that we can have going into Jefferson from Californianese to Jeffersonanese.
All right, well done. Okay, we also have, we're continually asking people to support Jefferson financially. We need to support Jefferson's legal case. And truly what it, what we're supporting. It's not just paying the attorneys. That's a small part of it. The biggest part of it is paying for the court costs, the costs associated with the case, the documentation, the professional fees that we have to pay for professional witnesses, things like that to expedite and get the process rolling and get the court case won in our favor. So we're constantly putting this out there, but I just want to let people know the alternative places to send funding. If you want to go to paypal.com, go to PayPal and do State of Jefferson there. You can just pay for the link for State of Jefferson. And then if you want to pay for GoFundMe, go to the GoFundMe site and then type in state-of-Jefferson. So state-of-Jefferson and Jefferson, and it'll pull that up, and then you can click on the State of Jefferson link that's there, and then you can enter your information and pay that way. Then, if you don't want to do either one of those, if you just want to mail check, cash, or money order, you can mail it to SOJ Formation, or just SOJ, however you want to do it, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, 96073. So again, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073. So again, we're going to be recruiting for more money. We need to do this. So please, you know, if you can afford it, you know, send us what you can. And if you know people that are supporters outside of Jefferson, outside of California, outside of the U.S., we gladly take it because we are constantly receiving money from people elsewhere. In the U.S., the farthest one is from Maine. We've received money from people from Maine. And then we've received money from people from Canada that had an American account. And then we've received money from somebody from Australia that had an American account. So the word is out there. It's international at this point, across the border two ways. So we want people to know and understand that it's more than just this little bubble of Shasta County or this little bubble of Jefferson Territory. It's much bigger than all of us combined. So please support it yourself. And then if you know people elsewhere, ask them to do the same. And if we do this on a regular basis, it will help the fund grow so that we can truly stay intact with the moral responsibility that we have of securing and paying the attorney fees to do that, because we can't very well ask him to do the job without paying them to do it. So please, you know, help us to help all of us to pay for the case and to move forward. Thank you.
All right, Wynn.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was a very serious note. You have a very serious look on your face, my good friend.
I'm trying to stay alive today. Just sitting upright.
Well, you know what? It looks like it's time for our first break. We're heading up to Terry G. Hang on, darling. We'll be with you in a minute. And I'm sure glad I'm a country boy. Thank God I'm a country boy.
The time has come.
For 51.
Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah!
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
We're back at it. Yeah, being taxed to death. Don't we just love it? One thing I just wanted to make sure that it was clear regarding the donation factor that I failed to mention a moment ago is that we do have a generous donor who is willing to donate up to $10,000 in total for the month of June, through the month of June from last month until then, by the cumulative amounts of donations indicating match. So if you're writing a check, write match in the memo. And then what we do is we tabulate all those checks that have match in the memo, and then that way we know what the running total for that is. And so when we get that, and hopefully we beat 10,000, then the donor will also match that and donate $10,000 to the cause through the end of June. So I'm kind of lingering here, but I hope that was clear. Clear as mud. If you're going to make a donation, please put match in the memo. keep it simple that way. Sorry. No matter what it is, but just indicate match. That way our donor can see where we're doing. And they won't see, but I just run the totals, and then we let them know whether we made the match donation amount or not. So we hope we do, and we want to beat it every time. So that's our goal.
Well, with that, we have Terry G. on the phone. We also have Mark Baird Holding. Terry G., what you got? I think you're going to chat a bit about that fundraiser. Yeah?
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Yes, we're excited to finally announce that the run for representation will start off on July 29th in Tuolumne County. We have a gentleman here in El Dorado County who offered to make a run 460 miles from Tuolumne up to Siskiyou through 13 of our Jefferson counties. And he had come to us because he wants to draw attention to our effort. He's a 57-year-old native of France who is, of course, an American citizen. And he lived and was raised in a communist-governed section of Paris. He and his wife, Julie, are volunteers for many of our veteran services here, and he's made runs for veterans and our local law enforcement from the Placerville area up to over to Lake Tahoe. And so what we're requesting is that the counties that he'll be traveling through set up staging areas to welcome him. We're hoping people will line up along the roadways and streets, and this will be a fundraiser. We suggest that you have some type of canister to collect money, even along the roadways, but also business owners and individuals can pledge a certain dollar amount, say if they even just $100, or they could pledge a certain dollar amount per mile. We already have the pledge forms, thanks to Leah in Calaveras, who has come up with a really good logo for this, and we're hoping to come up with a souvenir button as well. So anyway, it's very exciting. I'd like to set a goal that by the end of the run, when he reaches in Siskiyou on August 8th, that we at least have $10,000 collected.
Oh, great. Now, do you have the route laid out?
Yes, we have the route. He will be, and I have sent that to all the host counties already. I've sent out a whole bundle of information, but he will be in he will run through Jackson, Amador, Calaveras, start in Tuolumne, then to El Dorado County, then to Placer County, Sutter, Yuba, Calusa, Tehama, Shasta, Trinity, and Siskiyou. I think I covered all. Oh, and Glenn County also.
Okay.
Now, is that going to be announced on the call tonight, hon? Are you going to talk about that a bit?
Yes, right.
Good, good, good.
Right.
So, folks.
And the other thing I wanted to mention also, I had typically asked at Georgetown Republican Women's Meetings monthly to do updates on Jefferson. And at the last meeting, Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, who's the 5th District, was their guest speaker. And he represents Madera through Tuolumne, Calaveras, Amador, a good portion of El Dorado and Placer. And so when I got up to speak, I mentioned the fact that Congressman McClintock had asked all of us to show up at a town hall in Jefferson, and if I would contact those other counties. So last Monday night was a town hall, and his campaign manager also said, if you want to put up a booth or a table at this event, you're welcome to do so. So Kathy Radd showed up, and she had the great Jefferson fans, which was needed. It was like 109 that day. And as a result, there were three carloads that came up from El Dorado and then the other three counties in the area. We were probably 50-50 where representation compared to the opponents, indivisible, that showed up. They were much more silent. We had, you could see all these yellow fans, flags, etc. When we cheered, we outshouted him. I wanted to stress the importance of when our congressmen and other representatives put this request out, and I think it's important that they wanted Jefferson there, then we need to show up. So I further went on to explain that it was, as they all knew that we had filed the lawsuit, and that it was interesting to me that just after 3.5 years of this effort, that just days after we had the Capitol rally, that Assemblyman Gallagher decides he wants to introduce a bill of the Representation Equality Act, and I said, and in fact, Assemblyman Bigelow was at that press conference. And also that there's this initiative now from John Cox, who's running for governor, to create neighborhood legislation. And we are circulating that petition here in El Dorado County. So when Assemblyman Bigelow got up to speak, I thought he would maybe reference about this bill for the Representation Equality Act, only to say, yes, but there is no bill number yet. And later on, when it came out to questions, the lady across from me spoke up and said, and had this newspaper clipping in her hand and said, this is a letter to the editor from one of your constituents, a lady who wants to know why after 5 telephone calls to your office to talk about the state of Jefferson, you have not returned my calls. What does it take to get your office to call back, or you, or to get an appointment? And then she went on, and he kind of, you know, hem-hawed, well, you know, we have a big territory, yada, yada. Then she said, and I want to know if you, in fact, will support the lawsuit and stand up for the Citizens for Fair Representation. And he said, well, he said, I know somebody from Tuolumne County has been trying to get a hold of me, but I haven't really looked at the lawsuit. I don't know what's in it, and I can't commit to anything. So then it was my turn, and I said, Assemblyman Bigelow, I said, you're probably not aware that letters of complaint have been filed with the Attorney General Becerra, as well as the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, regarding Governor Brown's agreement with the People's Republic of China. What are your thoughts on that? Well, he went in to explain, you know, the reasons the governor did this, which I didn't need to hear, and I already know why he did it. And then he said, well, you know, he said, this is really a nationally issue. And I said, no, it's not. I said, he also violated the state constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And we left it at that. But another man followed up on it and also went after him for the governor's violation of the Constitution. So that was my story.
Well, just so people know, too, you can look this up. What the governor violated in the Constitution was Article 1, that's the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3. He also violated in the California Constitution, Article 3, Section 1.
Right.
So, yeah, in Terry G., thank you, darling, for all you do.
Yeah, right. So I just wanted to, you know, we're making a big effort, and right. people are noticing us.
Okay, that sounds great, hon. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
You
on
will.
The call.
I will call you.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Kemosabe, are you there?
Yeah, are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. We're going to take.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
We can. We heard you the whole time. We heard your phone. The little drops and yes, your phone's coming through loud and clear, my good friend. We've got to head off to a quick break. As soon as we get back, hang on. We'll come right to you. I'd like you to maybe chat a little bit about what Terry just said and those violations that the governor did. And something for all of you guys to think about. You know, it's funny because some of the statistics some of these people come up with, whereas we just gave you exactly what the governor just violated. I read that 4,153,237 people got married last year. And I don't want to cause any trouble, but shouldn't that be like an even number?
You mean it's not the
government? Yeah, you think? Anyway, guys, we're going to come off to our next break here. Time has come.
For 51. I'm sending it. Call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. For the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are changing. Our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you're painting in your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now. Now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray.
We don't get fooled again. No, no. Yeehaw! Back now.
We're back.
And we need to talk about some special people in town. And that is Scott and Terry Welch of Sign Stations.
Amen.
I'm telling you, they're a local one-stop shop for anything that you need as far as event tents, car decals, business cards, banners, signs, vehicle wraps. They do a great job on vehicle wraps. Everything they do is high quality. They give discounts for seniors. They give discounts for veterans. Just great people. They've been here for 15 years. They've been in business, you know, and they're growing and growing. And you've been in business for more than 10 years, and you're growing. It means you're doing something right. They aren't the biggest sign shop, but they are the best. So you can get a hold of them at 223-9456, 223-9456. They are on 2550 Alfredo Way in Redding, California. That's 2550 Alfredo Way in Redding. And Erica Nelson is their office manager, and she is the absolute best. That girl gets stuff done. I think the thing that I really enjoy about doing business with people is when they have that magical two-letter word, follow up. Once you start something, they follow up on it. They do a great job for you. Remember, give them a call, 223-9456. Win.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. Still upright.
He is.
We're fine.
He's struggling. Good. He's fighting through this thing with a cold and stuff, but we've made him laugh three times now.
I just don't want to start. When I laugh too much, I start hacking and coughing. Ruh-roh. Sounds great. Yeah.
Kimasabi, are you there, buddy?
Mr. Mark Barry.
Yo. Good morning. Yo, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Good, and you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I really enjoy hearing Terry Girardi. She's got some great things to say about, you know, Bigelow and the Mono Party and how this thing is going. And really, the Mono Party in Sacramento, which includes both of what we think of as political parties in California, and their contempt for the people that put them in their chairs.
That's right.
Yeah, they're so upset with all the voters that put them where they are. I don't get it. I don't get it.
You know, it's kind of funny because they seem to have absolute and total disregard for the people in their district, and gosh, that doesn't really surprise me because it's the money that puts them there, not the people.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And they're beholden to the money, and for Bigelow to claim ignorance over constitutional violations that really are impeachable offenses is absolutely astounding. We've received no response whatsoever from anyone from the probably hundreds, if not thousands, of letters sent to Bacara and to the United States Attorney's Office and to the Attorney General. And it just reinforces the fact that our representation is not accountable to the people, and I'm just curious, what do people think about that? I mean, doesn't it kind of make you mad that the people that are supposed to represent you couldn't care less what you think, what you do, or what you want?
Well, yeah, you know, it really is crazy. I mean, you stop and think about people really that are out there voting and people that are out there, you know, in these different parties. And, you know, and I'll just say it, you know, the Republican Party, there's so many people that are there just because that person has an R behind their name, they vote for them. Just because they say the right things and agree with them, they vote for them. There's no accountability for a lot of this to have their feet held to the fire. I mean, here we have a situation where we have a governor that virtually has violated the Constitution of the United States, the California Constitution, and dare I say what he did was treasonous. I mean, you can't – we were just watching a CNN clip, the young lady who does that is someone who we've gotten to know a little bit. And when you watch that clip with Brown, where she's interviewing Brown and showing the clip of him signing things with the Chinese government, I mean, how is that not – signing an agreement? How is that not? What was he doing? Ordering a pizza?
Can we do a FOIA on that information?
Right. I mean, you know, it's pretty cut and dried. I would say. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind what he's doing. But the point is, you know, John Locke and Burke and all those guys, they all said the same thing, that the reason we elect people is so that we can be free to conduct our busy lives and do our work and raise our kids and do all of those things. And the people that we elect are supposed to represent our views and our wants and our wishes. And that way the people themselves don't have to govern at the same time that they work and play and go to school and all those things. But it doesn't mean that you can stop paying attention. That's the point of this. When your representation is no longer beholden to the people who vote for them, and is no longer even interested in exploring the people's wishes, investigating the wrongs that happen in government, or trying to support the wishes of the governed, then something has gone awry here. And that's what our lawsuit hopes to fix. And the fact that Bigelow is ignorant of it is absolutely mind-blowing to me, especially after the rally and the visits to his office where he refused to meet with his constituents and visits to many other offices where we were told one thing and then shown another very shortly after the fact. You know, those kinds of things are just further evidence that we're right to do something and we don't have all day. This is going wrong very, very quickly, and now the federal government is going to withhold a third of California's Medicaid money, probably because they think they're blowing the dough on the wrong stuff, and that's going to set a series of events in play that may well bankrupt the state of California because of the misspending and absolute criminal behavior of our government.
Well, yeah, and Governor Brown, I mean, even the fact that he used state employees with taxpayer funds to explore for well on his family ranch in Colusa County. I mean, all this stuff, there is no rule of law. And, folks, it really is time to wake up and understand that it's just crazy. I think that, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when you look at things and things are happening around you and you're looking at them going, my gosh, you know, why in the world do we put up with this? Here's something on a lighter note. Frankly, I can't understand why women are okay that JCPenney has an older women's clothing line named Sag Harbor. I mean, really, when you stop and think about all the different things that we see out there, it just gives you an idea of let's just not pay attention, you know.
Well, with that, if we're all going to just let it be, then we deserve what we get. So if we're just going to let it be, let it do what it's going to do, and just let it run its course, then we deserve it. But if we're going to fight for it, fight against it, actually, fight against the criminal activity and the criminals themselves, how do we get more people involved with this? Why aren't people willing to step up and to do something? I don't get it. And I just don't understand why people don't take more of an active course in fighting the fight. I just don't get that.
Oh, and if you're in a business in California and you're not putting money toward this lawsuit, putting money toward liberty, putting money toward representation,
right?
Putting money into stopping all this. What in the world are you thinking?
Are they still on the same bandwagon? It'll all go away. It'll be okay. I mean, they're just doing it month to month, and they're okay with that instead of looking at a 10-year term, you know, with their business, or are they going to pass it to their family? I mean, the way it currently sits in California, even if, you know, things happen tomorrow, what's going to happen with your business? I mean, if you, God forbid, you pass away, and what's going to happen with your business tomorrow? Is your family going to be able to take it over? Are they going to be able to keep it? You know, under the current California rule of law, what's going to happen? We know what would happen in Jefferson.
Yeah.
It would be a hands-off.
Absolutely.
Be hands-off. That's up to your family what happens with your business. That's the way it should be.
Yes.
But in California, it's not that way.
Not that way.
It's totally opposite of that. So how do we get people engaged to help fight the fight so that we can turn that around to their benefit? And they're not even willing to step up and, you know, have a little conversation.
Well, let's think about some of the logic. I mean, you can kind of just say, well, you know, you're not really fat. You're just easier to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible the way people have just gone, I mean, off to La La Land, to the next cocktail party, mm-hmm. To the next, I don't know.
It's denial.
Yeah.
They've got their head in the sand.
Yeah.
And they're not paying attention to what's going on.
And I don't want to offend anybody. Well, you know what? You know, I'm kind of tired of not offending people. I'm kind of tired of being offended.
Life can be offensive at times.
Very offensive. And they're offending us with our liberty. Anyway, Kubasabi, that was the Win and Terry rant of the day. It's a new segment in our show.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Hey, I've got a roll because I've got someplace I actually have to be today, but I just wanted to check in and tell you guys you're doing a great job, and everybody stand up. It's time.
There you go.
It is.
Thank you, Mark.
With that, I think we'll go off for our next break. But before we do, it's funny, I had somebody tell me this, that, you know, the reason Mayberry was so peaceful and quiet is because nobody was married. You know, Andy wasn't, you know, Aunt B, Barney, Floyd, Howard, Goober, Gomer, Sam, Ernest, T-Bass, Helen, Thelma Lou, Clara, and, of course, Opie. You know, we're all single. The only guy that was married in the town in the program was Otis, and he was always drunk. Anyway.
And he always stayed at the jail.
Always stayed at the jail, you know? Maybe he got more peace there. Anyway, guys,
that's funny.
Time has come
for 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. On Monday, we welcome Brent Weaver, mayor of Reading, and we're going to talk about how we hired the new city manager and fired the police chief. This and unfunded liabilities and much more. All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
We're back. I just want to do a quick reminder again about the phone call tonight. It's a live phone call, so you can call in and listen. So dial the number 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114, and go to the access and put in the access code of 307-268. Again, 307-268. Pound sign or hashtag, whatever you want to call it after at the end. And then once you get in there, then you can hear what's going on the meeting. And then if you want to be involved with that and you want to have some dialogue with it, then go to the SOJ51.net website, go to the calendar event, and then click on today's date on the calendar, and it'll have the call on there, and then click on the chat room. And you click on chat, and then you go right into the chat room, and then you can just start typing your information in there, and or get registered, actually, and then start typing your questions and see what's going on. You can see what people are talking about in the chat room, and you can hear what's going on simultaneously. So it's a good way to be involved, and you can get your questions answered and see what questions are being put onto the chat room and see how they're addressed throughout the course of the meeting. And it usually lasts from 7 to 8. Most times it is even shorter than that. Depends on the topics we have going, and we try not to waste anybody's time. So we're not going to stretch it out to 8 o'clock just because we have that time slot. If we decide to cut it short, we cut it short. So if you want to be involved, throw some questions out at us on the chat room. And the moderators read all the questions, and they try to address everything as quickly as we can and move forward with whatever information we have going at the time. So I just want to let everybody know. So, again, the number is 712-770-4114. The access code is 307-268, # And we'll see or hear from you tonight.
Okay, and Mary, you're on the line, and we just have a couple minutes here, hon.
I know you're up against the hour. I wanted to say thank you to Terry G. She is an activist that acts from her heart. Everything that she's doing is just unbelievable. Thank you so much to her. And the other thing is the reason you're having so much trouble in Sacramento is because they believe denial is a river in Egypt.
Good.
Thanks, Mary.
Mary, you're awesome. Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we have Brent Weaver is going to be on Carl and Linda's show. And Carl, you're... beautiful bride just came in, and I have to tell you, buddy, she planted one on my cheek. Anyway, Carl, when you have this program tomorrow with Brent Weaver, are you going to ask him why the 10-point plan that he was elected for never materialized? I heard in your little ad there you're going to ask him about firing the police chief. Is that going to be something where we're going to get something more than a dance from him? Also, the unfunded liabilities, the $350 million that he was on your program and denied that that was a problem 6 months ago. I had a personal phone call with him after that, and he still denied it was a problem. Now, it's a problem. Oh, and by the way, how about his hiring and wanting to hire Barry Tippin when Christian and Francie both came out saying they were pretty much going to hire him all the time anyway. You know, I mean, hey, who wants to train a guy in a brand new job? Train a guy. This guy already could just walk in. It could be like a, you know, turnkey operation. Why'd we spend the money for the search? You know, so really and truly, I hope the questions are asked, or were all of these just shallow campaign promises?
Something to think about.
So I think that what we have to do is understand that we've got to be looking at things locally here. There is a recall out there. I know that a lot of people are looking at this, probably wondering why the mayor isn't on that list. I'm sure that there's reasons for it, or maybe not. Point being is that as we look at this situation here, I think everyone in this town is getting tired of these of any kind of questions any of us do, asking anybody who is in public office to stand up for accountability. We have to make sure that we're asking them questions, of course, politely, but let's not let them off the hook. And, of course, if someone calls in, and folks, I encourage everybody to call in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. If you've got a bone to pick with the crime and everything else that's going on here, again, whatever happened to the 10-point plan? What happened to that?
Well, keep in mind, they're our employees.
Not according to Mayor Weaver. Mayor Weaver made the comment that just like his children... The people of Reading need a timeout. Therefore, we will move public comment to the back.
Right.
Is that okay with everybody?
No. How many Brown Act violations occur because of all that kind of stuff?
Well, there's a lot of stuff. There could be Title 18 violations, too,
yeah.
Code Section 242.
Yeah.
You never – I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on. And I really think that really and truly let's wake up and look at the real world here, mm-hmm. not worry about who we're going to offend. Nobody has to say anything in a rude way, but let's hold their feet to the fire.
It gets messy sometimes.
It does.
It doesn't have to be disrespectful or rude, but it can be messy.
I mean, the idea, the unfunded liabilities, and the comment that Weaver made in the paper was the fact that the unfunded liabilities, oh, you know, that's a problem now, and Barry's going to help us with that. He argued on this radio station, on Free Fire Radio, that there wasn't a problem. He argued about it and then argued with me about a half an hour after that in a phone call that Gary Cadd didn't know what he was talking about. Basically, that was never the case. I mean, really and truly, where do we go with this stuff, folks? You know, maybe Brett could help us more just going back to the business community, working his business, and doing what he does probably best, that is, just working in his business.
There you go.
Jimmy called in a few minutes ago, wondered if you could give a quick update on the lawsuit and where it stands at this point. Has a judge panel been appointed?
No. The judge panel has not been appointed yet.
at this point, the next thing that happens in court will be August the 25th.
Correct.
That'll be the very next thing that happens, Jimmy. But if you go to the call tonight, buddy, you know, and when you want to give that phone number again for Jimmy?
Sure.
And, hey, guys, remember to dial a 1 first. Friendly host here was dumb enough to figure out, hey, how come this doesn't work? You got to dial a 1 first. So anyway.
Yeah, again, the number is 712-770. Oh, excuse me. The number is 1-712-770-4114. And the access code is 307-268-pound or hashtag. And that will most likely be discussed on the meeting tonight. There's not a lot to put out there yet right now because behind the scenes is what behind the scene work is being done diligently by the attorneys and their teams, and they're getting everything done, and so we're just waiting for the calendar to meet up with us, and we'll get everything solidified by then and react to what California is going to be attempting to do. All right.
And I knew.
Alrighty, I think we're ready to bob out of here.
We are.
All right.
Time has come, my good friend.
For 51.
All right, thanks, guys. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding, Sovereign Minds. Comes your way next.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A vote this week on the Senate Republican health care bill? Perhaps. Will they have the votes? Maybe. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says the legislation is good and it ought to be passed.
This bill would provide market stability, make it so that insurance companies can come back into the market and provide offer coverage for individuals. It would make it so that there are insurance reforms so that individuals have more choices.
He was a guest today on Fox News Sunday. Several Republican senators say they will not vote aye unless some changes are made. A key Senate committee takes up a new FAA bill this week.
The Senate Commerce